Hi, this is Emma from Local Slash. May I know your name?
Hello, Emma. My name is Martin.
Hi, Martin. How are you? And how can I assist you?
So I'm calling on our website for drop time fencing in middle buildings.
Drop time fencing.
Mm-hmm.
What's the phone number, sir, so I can pull up your account?
210-551-3725.
Sorry, can I have that again?
Okay, let me see which one they have on file then. Maybe, let's see. Drop time, fencing TXL. Okay, let's try this one. 830-663-3725.
Great, thank you. Just one second. You said your name is Martin, correct?
Martin, yes ma'am, Martin Flores.
What's the name on the account, if I may ask?
The name is probably going to be either Anna Mercer or Jesse Mercer.
How are you related to any of that?
I work for them.
I see, got it. So yes, how can I help?
They wanted me to call you. I said, well, I don't know if they'll talk to me. And they said, well, you're on the list. I said, okay, I'll call them. I'm not sure what that means, but so anyway, the reason for my call is because they wanted me to reach out to you and just kind of find out what you guys do for them, basically. It's like, okay, because they say they call, they don't really understand. I know enough to be dangerous, right? But I don't know enough. So my understanding is you guys do their website, and do you also do their Google business page?
Good question. Now, let me just go ahead and review the account really quickly, okay? Just one second.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
All right, thank you so much for waiting. So, sir, The primary service that we offer, it's actually the management of the Google Business Profile. It is to make sure that the business will show up on the first page on the Google Maps section, and comes along with that is the website.
Okay, so you maintain the website and you also maintain the Google business page. And
That is
that's kind of
correct.
like, so that's kind of like the package that you guys have for them?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
The website comes for free with the local SEO service.
Okay. So you don't do like any, you don't like do like their Facebook page or Instagram page or anything like that?
Good question. I think it's been a long time. I see that back in 2023, they were paying more than what they're currently paying right now, because that included Facebook ads, but that was still back in April 2023. After that, they dropped the Facebook ads, and now we're only doing the local SEO and the website.
Okay. So let's say that they wanted you to maintain the website, the Google business page, and also Facebook. Is that something that you could give me a price on? So that way I could bring it to them and see if they want to start it back up again?
Yes, for Facebook ads, we only require a minimum of $100 each month. Although the good thing is, I see that this account is enrolled to our loyalty program, so every third month, the monthly subscription of $129, it's on us. So that means for this month, actually, it's free. And then for the next 2 months, the account will get charged again. So that's gonna be March. Hold on. Yeah, for March it's free. So April and May, they have to pay $129 each month, but comes June, it's gonna be free again. So every third month.
Okay, and that's with the current plan, 129.
Yes.
Okay, and if we added Facebook, it would be an additional 100, so it'd be 229 per month.
That is right. We also have other paid ads that we can help you set up, which would definitely help the campaign or the account in general. We have Google Ads. I'm not sure if you've heard about that, but it would make the business show up on top of the Google search results, which would definitely bring more viewers or audiences for the business. But that one, that is kind of pricey. That would cost you at least $300 to start. But again, it's a paid ad, so it's definitely worth trying, but you might wanna consider discussing it with the owners.
And that, so the $100 and the $300, $100 for Facebook, $300 for Google Ads, does that include ad spend or is there ad spend on top of that?
That is the budget.
That is it. Okay, so that includes the ad spend and you guys doing the ads.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, just to be very transparent though, our management fee is 25%. So that $100, 25 goes to the management fee, and the budget for the ad itself, it's only gonna be what I call this, $75.
And that would be for the month, right?
Yes.
Monthly. Okay. Yeah, I think let me see what they want to do. If they want to deal with the Facebook and then the Google Ads, and I know Google Ads is a good thing to have because you want to be in, on the first page of things like that. So, okay. So let me. I'm going to meet with them on Thursday and we'll give you guys a call back if they want to change anything. I'm sorry, I have something on my throat, but in the meantime, is it possible, or is this something that you guys would do or we would do, but the phone number on the website and on the Google business profile, they want to change it.
The phone number, that is, yes. Oh, yes. So what phone number do they want to be on the website?
So it's the 210-551-3725.
Let me take a look at that. Hold on. So currently, the phone number that we're using for this campaign, it is 3725. Actually, this is just, no, it's different. 830663. Okay. What else do you want to change in the website?
That's it. I think, as far as I know, they were saying that that phone, Jesse wanted to change the phone number because he wants it to be all the calls going to him instead of the office.
I see. All right, no worries. I'll submit the request to update the phone number everywhere and expect that it will be updated within today or tomorrow, the latest.
Okay, and one more question. So you were saying that you do the Google business page to in an effort to get them on the first page of Google, right?
That is right. On the Google Maps.
On the Google Maps, perfect. And what area are you targeting? Like right there within a few miles of his office or a 50-mile radius of his office? Or how does that work?
Like, it's not going to be, like, per miles or per radius. That only works best with Google Ads. For the for local SEO, we target it based on the service areas that he provided. And we currently have quite a couple of service areas here. Castroville, Charlotte, Cotola, De Hanis, Divine, Billy?
Yeah, that whole list that you have. Okay, yeah, I'm familiar with that list. I see.
Yeah,
yeah, Hondo, Durington, Lytle, Medina County.
Sorry, go ahead.
So if we were to search, like, what keyword are you hitting then in that area? Like, is it fencing or metal buildings? What would I have to look up to find him on the first page?
Yes, the keywords that we have here, we have, let me see. Welding, metal builder, metal fencing, fabrication services, welding contractors, dirt works, fencing contractor, structural buildings, metal barn building, erecting building, concrete contractors, foundation contractors, and spray foam installation.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Wow, that's quite a list.
Yes. So if you'd want to modify, add, or remove any of the keywords that we have, then it's just a matter of you sending over your request. Or if you have access to the dashboard, you can actually update it from the dashboard.
Yeah, they gave me access to the dashboard. I guess I'll have to get familiar with it because I know how to use, like, Elementor and things like that, WordPress, but I've looked at what you use, and it looks like it's pretty simple to navigate. So I will take a look at it, and if not, I will be sending you, because I think there's just way too many keywords. He needs to narrow down his focus.
Yes,
but
that actually is, like, the best thing that we could do. Try to focus on at least, like, one or two areas first before expanding. So once we dominate Once you start seeing the business show up on those keywords, then we can start adding more keywords. However, you may need to discuss the keywords and the service areas with them. We understand that the maximum service areas that we can add is up to 15. But for local SEO, it's better if we start focusing on a smaller area and then, again, gradually increasing the target areas.
Because if you're spending $75 a month on Facebook ads and you're covering such a large area with so many keywords, it's really going to be hard to gain traction that way.
That is right.
Okay. Well, I know I'm going to have this conversation with them because they're just too broad. Okay. That sounds good. Like I said, I'm going to have a meeting with them. It looks like on Thursday. I'll talk to them because they kind of want me to help them with this. And it's like, sure, I can talk to a local Splash and see where we're at. And Emma, thank you so much for your time. And we'll be looking for the phone number to change probably by the end of the day or tomorrow maybe, but we'll look for that to change, and then I'll be probably calling you back either later in the week or next week.
Yes, okay, no worries. If you need help, you can definitely call us back, or although for the text message option, it only works with the phone number that's registered on the account, which is the, after we update this, that's the 3725 phone number. But you can definitely initiate a chat through the client dashboard if, again, you have access to that. If there is anything that you can help with the campaign, that's for you to start, sending more pictures that we can use for optimization and at the same time gather every review that you can get and respond to them. The goal is to keep the listing as active as possible.
Mm-hmm. They have the hardest time with reviews. He has like a core set of customers that he works with. He's been working with forever. Very few new customers for some reason. But yes, I hear you, Emma. I agree. Reviews are going to be the key, and more photos.
Yes.
So when I call back, should I ask for you or just speak to whoever answers the phone?
Hey, you can ask for Emma. Then,
okay.
Yes. We are open Mondays through Fridays from 7 to 4 Pacific, so reach us out during that time, okay, to make sure someone is available or that I'm available.
Got it. So you guys are in California?
Yes, sir.
Wow. Nice. I love it. My son's in California.
Anyway.
All right. Yeah, he's over there. He's in Vista, California.
I see.
So,
all right.
Yeah,
well, yes, sir. In any case, again, do not hesitate to reach out, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much, Emma. Have a great day.
You do the same. You stay safe, Martin. You have a good one.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
You as well. Bye-bye.